World Cup Daily Podcast from William Hill.
Sensacional! Fantástico! Espetacular o gol do Neymar!
All the latest betting news and tips from our team of experts in Brazil and the UK. Check out all of our audio at williamhill.com/podcast. Subscribe via iTunes or browse our channel on audioboo.fm. William Hill, the home of World Cup betting.
Hello, everyone. It's a pleasure to have you with us here on the Daily World Cup podcast. Just one day to go, folks, until the showpiece event begins in Brazil. The 2014 World Cup is fast approaching. If you check out the William Hill website now, you'll see a whole host of England World Cup specials. And as you'll be aware by now, daily we have been featuring one international team, and today it's England, and England to win Group D has been enhanced from 15-8 to 9-4. It's Dave Kellner in the studio right now with Alex Dunn ahead of the 2014 World Cup, and the build-up, the wait, Alex, is almost over.
I'm so excited. It's one of those things that you've been looking forward to now for months, and you see, 30-odd days to go, you think, yeah, well, that's a lot of time, and then even when you see sort of 10 days to go, you're like, that's more than a week.
Be dead by then.
Exactly. Whereas now I am confident that I will survive long enough to see Brazil-Croatia tomorrow night at 9 o'clock. I hope so. It's going to sound bad otherwise, isn't it, this?
Yes.
People are going to listen to this back and go,
We'll just pull the podcast if that happens, out of respect and honour.
Did Dave do it? Dave definitely did. No, I can't wait. It's just going to be a month of pure, unadulterated football.
Let's start off with, we're going to talk about England on this edition of the World Cup Daily Podcast, because that's the team featured on the William Hill website. And the first enhancement, England to win the group, Group D, has been enhanced from 15-8 to 9-4. England have done their best in the lead up to dampen any enthusiasm. Any sort of... People are always clutching at straws when England are involved in a major championship. This time around, they've done their job, I think. They've dampened any sort of optimism you might have had coming into Brazil 2014.
That's harsh. That is harsh. They've
0-0 against Honduras.
Yeah.
That was poor.
Yeah, it was.
I know the weather disrupted that, but maybe this is all part of Roy Hodgson's master plan
to lull the opposition into a false sense of security,
and the general public as well, because England often go into these championships with a lot of pressure on their collective shoulders.
It's nice that there isn't that sense of optimism, though. It is, because it means that anything that happens now is a bonus, and that we shouldn't be thinking like that, because our team isn't dreadful. We're not a no-hoper, but the warm-up games haven't been the most inspiring, I think it's fair to say.
Let's talk about that price, 9-4 for them to win the group. In Group D, with Uruguay, Italy and Costa Rica. Costa Rica expected to be the whipping boys in this group. So three vying for two, basically. Three teams vying for two spots. England to top the group is in the betting at 9-4. They take on Italy in their opening group game. 11 p.m. kickoff will be covered live on William Hill's in-play radio. Every single game covered live, incidentally. And Manaus for the opening game, and it's going to be very, very hot, very, very humid. Conditions are going to be intolerable. I saw a graphic or a picture of Wayne Rooney's body next to Cristiano Ronaldo's body after he pulled his shirt off. Slightly different physiques for those two, and I know which one of those two players is going to handle the heat better.
Yeah, you look at that photo for a while, did you?
I've got that one
on your wall.
It's imprinted on my brain now.
Okay, it is interesting, because the conditions will play a huge factor. Now, in terms of the group, 9-4 is a good price, purely because
there's such hesitancy there.
Well, what I'm trying to say, I wouldn't back it at 15-8. The fact that it's been lifted to 9-4 makes you more tempted. It does. It is a very, very difficult group to call. Costa Rica will finish bottom. That is almost a given. Italy play very, very slowly, and I don't think that their squad has the quality required to go far in the tournament. That's not to say that they won't get out of the group. But personally, I think that Uruguay will finish top of the group and England will finish second.
Okay.
The 9-4 is a fair enough price. I certainly wouldn't be touching it at 15-8, but at 9-4, it just gives you that little bit more, maybe, possibly. A lot will depend on the first game. If England can avoid defeat against Italy, then they have the impetus to go on. I think they may need to beat Italy, to be honest.
I reckon that'll be a 0-0 draw. First Uruguay, second England in that opening group game, straight forecast, 11-2. So that's your prediction.
Yeah, and I think that's a fair price as well.
Other bets revolving around England. A 10-1 to win a game on penalties. I'm not sure I'd back the 10-1 if England were involved in a game that went to penalties.
Absolutely.
Right there and then.
Look, we don't do well as a nation on penalties. You're asking a lot for us to get to the stage where you need penalties. Firstly, we've got to get out of the group, which is going to be very, very difficult. Then we've got to not lose to a team over not just 90 minutes, but 120. This is a very pessimistic way of looking at things. And then if it does go to a penalty shootout, the chances are that we'll lose anyway. So that 10-1, you could give me 30-1, 33-1 on that, and I still wouldn't be fussed.
8-1, probably more realistically, to be knocked out on in a penalty shootout. I'd rather back the 8-1 for them to be knocked out in a penalty shootout than the 10-1 for them to win a game in a penalty shootout.
It's a big ask to get to the stage where you'll need penalties. I know it keeps cropping up, but no, not for me, that one.
How do you expect Roy Hodgson to set up in that opening group game against Italy?
It's interesting now because I think Danny Welbeck would have started. Now, I'm not saying he's going to be out, but he has got a knock. And obviously this close to it, you don't want to be risking things. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain is missing, and that is a blow because he looked very, very sharp against Ecuador before he got injured.
Is he definitely out?
He's definitely out of the Italy game. Okay. They're hoping he'll be back for the Uruguay game. So that is a blow. Now, you've got Raheem Sterling, who people are talking about as the saviour, if you like. He is the spark. He's a very, very good player who's had a very good season. And he's young and he's quick and he can pose problems. And I like him playing off Sturridge, if you like. Not off him, but in a front four.
Yes.
They link up well together. They have done all year. And I said on in play the other night, I think if you've got Sturridge up front with Rooney, Sterling and Welbeck off him, you've got a bit of Man U there, a bit of Liverpool. You've got players that know each other's games, more importantly. I think Adam Lallana has done brilliantly for Southampton this season, but I think he does very well in a winning side, in a team that are on top. I don't think he's shown for England just yet that he can grab a game by the scruff of the neck, and he hasn't had many chances to do that, I know. By no means am I writing him off. I think he's a very, very good player. But I personally would be playing Welbeck, Rooney, Sterling. I think if Welbeck is fit, I think that's what Roy Hodgson will play against Italy, with Henderson and Gerrard sitting.
I think he'll play Adam Lallana instead of Sterling.
Okay.
So that's my only change. Should Wayne Rooney be in that starting lineup?
Yes. We had this debate the other evening.
Did
on In Play Radio.
Oh,
not,
in
sorry,
Play
not
Radio.
Me and you.
Okay.
And you've got to stop thinking of Wayne Rooney as England's best player, because he's not anymore. But you've got to see him as a cog in a team. And he has a job to do, and he does it. Now, Ross Barkley has played pretty well in the warm games and he's had a very, very good season. But he is not better than Wayne Rooney, in my opinion. I think Rooney has a job to do. If a chance...
What is his job then? You're saying he's got a job to do. What is his job? Because he's always been a... he's always wanted to be a number nine, hasn't he? Wayne Rooney. He's been the man that you, as a club, Manchester United, have relied on to score goals. England should be looking for him to score goals as well.
Yeah, I think in that role that he's going to be playing in, it's his job to support the attack. I don't think he'll be asked to do a job on Pirlo. I don't think that's his style.
He keeps dropping too deep, doesn't he?
Possibly, but I think if you get a chance in the box, you want Rooney on it. Ahead of Barkley, ahead of pretty much everybody else in the England side. I think he's the best finisher that we've got in the squad. And I think you've got to stop looking at him as Wayne Rooney's superstar. Look at him as Wayne Rooney. Can you do a job in this team? Yes, you can. I think he merits his place. I think if he doesn't perform in the Italy game, questions will be asked, and deservedly so. But he deserves the chance against Italy.
Wayne Rooney 5-2 to be top England goal scorer. By the way, to access all these markets, go to sports.williamhill.com, click on the tab that says World Cup 2014. You'll see the graphic with the countries' names and the flags. Hover over Group D, click on it, and then click England team markets. You'll see all those markets available. Top England goal scorer, Wayne Rooney 5-2. I like Ross Barkley at 4-0, 40-1.
Okay.
If Rooney disappoints for 60 minutes against Italy in a game that I think is going to be low scoring anyway, he throws Barkley on. Maybe Barkley plays well but doesn't score, gets his opportunity just behind Sturridge in the remaining two group games against Uruguay and Costa Rica. 40-1, sitting just in behind Sturridge is going to look like a monstrous price.
Possibly, yeah. I think Sturridge is too big at threes. I don't think he should be second favourite behind Rooney, purely because of the positions that they're going to play in.
And Wayne Rooney's never scored in a World Cup.
True. Neither has Daniel Sturridge, though.
That's true.
I know he hasn't had the same opportunity, but... my tip for that would be Steven Gerrard at 10s, purely for set pieces. I think if you've got a penalty taker who also has the kind of powerful shot that we've seen from Gerrard, yes, he's playing deeper, we know that, but that hasn't stopped him from chipping in for Liverpool. I think if two goals would be maybe enough to seal that market. 10-1, I think that's worth a couple of quid.
So you're obviously not expecting England to score many group goals. That spread's been set at 3.5. Under 3.5 England group goals is in the betting at 6-5. Over 3.5 England group goals is 8-13.
You see, you've got to think that England are going to be capable of scoring two or more against Costa Rica. That's the clincher there. Then you've got to say, can they score against Italy? It's looking like that's going to be a really, really trappy encounter. The Uruguay game, Uruguay defensively aren't as solid as they were. That may be the time that England could perhaps nick one or two. But over 3.5, 8-13, it is short. You'd have to think it would probably land, but backing it at 8-13 wouldn't be my cup of tea, I don't think.
England not to win a group match, by the way, is in the betting at 4-1. You can bet on England group points as well. 2 points or less is 7-1 here with William Hill. 3 to 4 points is 11-8. 5 to 6 points is 2-1. 7 points or more, 3-1. Just talk us through how you expect this Group D to develop.
This is going to come on to my best bet, I think, for England. It's not an enhanced, it's not a special. It's England to get exactly 4 points from the group. It's 3-1, and it just gives you that bit of flexibility. I think they'll beat Costa Rica, but I think everybody will. And then I think they will draw one and lose one of the Italy and Uruguay games. Personally, I think they'll probably draw against Italy and lose against Uruguay. Now, that's not to say England can qualify. Obviously, 4 points is very much on the edge.
Yes.
And a lot would depend on how many goals you lose by, how many goals you can get against Costa Rica. But I think that's a fair price. I think you've got in. I'm going to say that England beating Costa Rica is not guaranteed. Nothing is. We watched England Algeria 4 years ago. Crikey. But I think saying that they'll draw one of the games against Italy and Uruguay and lose the other is a fair assumption. 3-1's a fair price.
Costa Rica, exact group points, 0-6-4.
Yeah, I like that.
You think that's a good bet?
Yeah, I think that. I also think going off this group, Iran to get 0 points at 5-2 is great. And Australia to get 0 points. Can't remember the price for that, but we had a look at that as a treble. I think that's a great treble to go on for Australia, Iran, Costa Rica to get no points. I think that's a really good bet.
Good stuff, Alex. The World Cup 2014 are fast approaching now. Just one day to wait. You can tune in to William Hill's in-play radio for the first game of the tournament, which takes place in Brazil at 9 p.m. It's Brazil, the host, taking on Croatia in that opening game, and we'll feature that heavily on tomorrow's World Cup podcast. Dave Kellner and Alex Dunn signing off for the time being, but we'll be back on William Hill's in-play radio from 4 p.m. until midnight on Friday afternoon. So do make sure you stay tuned to that, and thank you for listening to the Daily World Cup podcast. Our bets, our markets revolving around England. Fingers crossed they do better than we anticipate in this World Cup.
Let's hope so.
Got to, haven't they? Thank you for listening to the World Cup podcast, and we'll speak soon.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.